The unfolding crisis in KwaZulu-Natal, which has now also spread to other provinces, requires an urgent and firm response from government. We cannot afford any more of the dithering and hesitancy that has put us in this situation in the first place. Reluctance to deal decisively with the ANC's internal war has now seen this morph into a free-for-all looting spree. Now, obviously, credible domestic intelligence would have predicted this outcome, not to mention the fact that much of it was announced and widely encouraged on social media. What we're seeing now from law enforcement is a frantic and uncoordinated response to the violence, as opposed to a focused approach based on intelligence. It's critical now that government and law enforcement get ahead of this curve, and that the president takes immediate steps to quell the violence and looting. To this end, the Democratic Alliance calls on President Ramaphosa to, firstly, authorize the deployment of the South African National Defence Force in a supplementary role to the South African Police Service in targeted areas to assist with tasks such as access control, cordoning, the opening of transport routes. Our constitution allows for this deployment. Secondly, the president must call an urgent meeting with all party leaders to discuss the crisis, followed by a joint statement setting out the planned response, as well as a call for law and order from all South Africans. Thirdly, the president must convene an urgent meeting of the National Joint Operational Intelligence Structure, NatJoints, to devise a composite strategy to deal with the volatile situation and prevent the violence and lawlessness from spreading to more areas. Fourthly, as I requested last week, Parliament needs to be reconvened, even if it's today still, to discuss the role of the SANDF, as well as issues such as the allocation of further budget for the deployment of police reservists in support of the SAPS and the Public Order Policing Unit. The President's solemn words of condemnation in his televised address last night, along with his promises that those breaking the law will face consequences, are not enough. He needs to now back those words up with strong and decisive action, and he needs to do so today.